This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
We're broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. I want to welcome to the studio. We have Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Welcome, Stephen.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So we've had a lot of questions come up about the legality of carrying a weapon, okay, whether I'm assuming a firearm is probably the most of the time when that comes up. Conceal and carry. Can you answer some questions about that?
Sure can. So it's called a CCW, which is a conceal and carry weapons permit in the state of Missouri. And to get that permit, it requires an 8-hour accredited course and then some range testing. And then after you pass those or get those two certifications and credits, you can then go to the Missouri Highway Patrol and actually apply for the permit. They'll fingerprint you. You are now on the grid. And you get your permit, and then you can carry your you can conceal a firearm at that point. There's certain limitations to what you can conceal as far as the firearm is concerned, and there's obviously certain parameters on where you can actually take the firearm, and such as you can't take it in churches, airports, banks, things of that nature.
So you automatically can't take it in those places. They don't even have to post it.
Automatically. And then any business owner who wants to post a no weapons sign on the front of their door, you cannot bring a weapon in there. So any business owner can actually put that on their door. But there are certain places automatically you cannot bring your firearm into.
So if somebody does have a gun on them and they decide to go in one of those places, because let's say if they're just shopping and they're going through shopping center where they have it, okay, and now all of a sudden that's on the door, their car's a long way off. They don't want to go put it off. What's the penalty or what can happen if they do carry it in there?
It's the business owner can call the police and it's a fine. Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
How often do you think they can even tell if somebody's carrying?
You know, I don't know the stats on that. You know, everybody's different on how they conceal weapons. There's different sizes of pistols, different barrel lengths. So it just depends on how conspicuous it would be, I guess.
Right.
So I don't really know in practice how often that really happens. Of course, obviously, if you use it, you're going to be in trouble. But concealing it, if nobody's going to notice it, probably happens more often than not.
Mm-hmm. Tammy, how well do you conceal your weapon?
Well, pretty good.
I'm not going to go there.
I don't carry a purse, so it's got to go somewhere.
That's true. Yeah,
that's right, man.
Yeah, I guess somebody who carries a nice big purse could fit a good one in there.
Yeah.
And you know, I think the big misconception comes up in Missouri is, you know, if I want to conceal a weapon, do I need to go get my permit? And the answer to that depends on where you want to conceal it. So, Tammy, if you wanted to conceal a weapon in your car, you can certainly do that without a permit.
That was interesting when we were talking about that before we got on, was that I totally assumed you had to have a permit for that.
No, it's, like I said, a common misconception. Mm-hmm. So in Missouri, any resident, as long as you're not a felon, and there's a couple other parameters as far as your history of criminal activity, if there is any, but anybody can carry a weapon over 19 years of age, can carry a weapon in their vehicle, in their glove box, concealed, loaded, ready to go, and that doesn't require a permit. So you can have that in your car at all times, and a lot of people do that. That actually is based on an older law called a friendly traveler law, which basically goes on the theory that anybody who's peacefully traveling throughout the state can carry a weapon for their own protection in their vehicle. Now, if you decide to remove that weapon from your vehicle and then conceal it, you need the permit at that point.
Okay. And I think I always thought that the bullets had to be separate from the gun, not within reach of each other, I think was the rule that I thought, but you say that's not accurate.
You can have bullets in your weapon. Absolutely.
Without a conceal and carry
permit.
Correct.
As long as it's in your car. Correct.
So really anybody can do that. You don't have to have any kind of permit to carry a gun in your car.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. And I guess if an officer asks somebody if they have a weapon in the car, are they required by law to?
You know, that's a good point. No, you're not required by law to notify an officer if you're pulled over, but that brings up a good point, Doug. I always recommend, and in the days when I used to carry one in my car, if I was pulled over, I would just tell the officer, I would say, officer, because the officer is going to ask, give me your license or registration for your vehicle. Well, my registration, my insurance is in my glove box where my weapon used to be. And so I'd tell him right away, I'd say, officer, I have a weapon in my car. It's in the glove box. I'm going to reach in there to grab my insurance card. I want to make you aware of that. And right away, the officer is so thankful for that.
Right. Just that honesty and the transparency.
Exactly. So because, the officer is watching what you're doing and you open the glove box and maybe there's a handle there to a firearm, that's going to immediately put the officer on high alert.
Yeah,
so I always recommend at least giving them notice as a matter of courtesy.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1, broadcasting from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. So we're talking about conceal and carry weapons. If you're outside the vehicle now, can you carry a gun if it's not concealed?
No. I mean, if you're going to have unless you're transporting it from your car to maybe your house, but as far as if you are you talking about open carry?
Right. Could you open carry? I mean, because they call it a conceal and carry. Does that mean that you have to have a permit to carry it, period?
Certainly you can't. And Texas is about to go to open carry, which is actually a step above conceal and carry, right? So Texas is going to go to open carry where you can just carry a firearm around loaded all the time in plain view like the Wild Wild West. So right now in Missouri...
Six-shooter on the hip.
Exactly, right, which I think they do down there. But, you know, in Missouri, no, you can't just carry a firearm, you know, around your shoulder and openly carry it in Missouri. So, you know, if you're going to transport it from your car to your house, obviously there's an exception for that. You know, but generally speaking, no, you can't do that.
Now, whenever, because I used to go hunting and stuff like that, and we'd put the guns on the back of the truck, the traditional, so you could see it. Is that the same sort of thing? Like, even if I'm going hunting, obviously, I've already gone through the hunter safety course and all that kind of stuff. Do I have to have that permit at that point?
No, and in fact, you know, I don't even know if the police are even that, or if they're even that particular, even if you conceal it in your car. I think it can be even open in your vehicle. So I don't think the police really per se have a preference or will write you a citation if you're carrying, let's say, a mm-hmm. shotgun or a rifle openly on those racks in the back of your pickup in plain view.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Interesting. Okay, so are there any differences when you're not inside a vehicle when it comes to, say, a pistol versus a rifle?
Just has to be concealed, right? So if you're able to conceal a rifle somehow on your person outside your vehicle, I mean, congratulations to you.
So it has to be concealed, meaning that it has to be out of plain view.
That's correct. So what I learned when I took the course was you learn certain parameters, right? So you can have it under a jacket. You can have it under a T-shirt. If part of the barrel is showing, that really isn't concealed. So you have to be careful. You can't have something that's going to ride up on you like a shorter jacket, you know.
What's the logic in that on why does it have to be concealed, I wonder?
That's a good question. I don't know if it's just as a matter of public policy not to scare people away or just frighten the public in general,
right.
You know, or I don't know the theory behind that. Huh, but I would suspect it have to do with just keeping public order and not having mass hysteria.
Right. Everybody like just carrying guns around openly in their hands or something like that. That's, you know, keeping it holstered.
Exactly.
I had a friend of mine. She hosted a German girl over there, and they can't have rifles, any firearms at all. And so her impression of coming to America, she just thought everybody was going to have guns everywhere. And it was just interesting to hear from her perspective because they're not allowed to.
Very strict gun control mm-hmm. in Europe. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Really strict.
Well, that's definitely a hot topic, and you know, even in America, on every time there's a shooting in a school or things mm-hmm. like that, everybody wants a lot of gun control laws.
Right.
And it's interesting looking at some of the stats for crime on how it does go down. If a criminal thinks that somebody might have a weapon on them, mm-hmm. they're a little less likely to do something.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with the general proposition that knowing someone has a firearm is probably going to deter you from messing with them in general. I mean, that's just a general statement that it probably would be you would have a hard time disagreeing with.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a hot topic. It's definitely a hot topic now. Gun control, Second Amendment, everything.
Yeah, because the only alternative to that is if nobody has weapons, but you're never going to get all the weapons off the street.
No way.
Yeah,
there's
criminals
no
don't
way.
Listen to that. Right.
No.
Right. Well, yeah, they're not going to all just turn them in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But that's it's definitely interesting because like you know, conceal and carry has become very popular, and you know, I had a friend that was really stocking up a couple of years ago. I mean, this guy went out and just bought so many weapons, and a lot of people want them for hunting, but a lot of people just are interested in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's seems to be a lot of passion around owning weapons and carrying them, firing them.
That and the, you know, the thought that at some point in time the government's going to take your weapons, so people want to go
right.
stockpile them and somehow
right.
get grandfathered in or whatever, you know, what have you, and make sure that, you know, they have a stockpile of them before they become outlawed by government and not available. So that's mm-hmm. another reason why you kind of see that survivalist kind of mentality.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What you've seen in certain urban areas where they'll actually pay people to turn weapons in.
That's right.
Where they'll buy them from them.
Right.
To just try to get a lot of guns off the street.
Yep.
So interesting. So anything about, I get, you know, like registering a weapon, any way to protect yourself to know that it's not a stolen weapon?
You know, what I always recommend is when you purchase a gun, whether it's through a dealer or at a gun show, keep the receipt, keep a copy of the receipt in a safe somewhere because, you know, at some point in time, if law enforcement wanted to make sure you've purchased that weapon legally, then you have that safe and you can produce that if necessary. I don't know in reality how often that happens, but it's certainly the prudent thing to do is keep a receipt. You know, and most of the time you're buying guns through dealerships that you do background checks, and they have their own, you know, they have their own records, but, you know, keep your own records of the sale for sure.
All right. We're talking with Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Stephen, if somebody wants to reach out to you, is your phone number 314-444-4444 is the best number to reach you?
It's the best number day or night. We receive calls all the time, weekends, any, it's not just an 8-to-5 business for us. So we answer questions all the time at that number. Correct.
When your specialty, you guys are a personal injury firm, and SchultzMyers.com is your website.
Right. SchultzMyers.com has a bunch, you know, has plenty of information that's helpful and for car accidents to, you know, motorcycle accidents, slip and falls, products liability, everything. Anything injury related, basically.
Right. So if you need advice in that area, definitely reach out to Stephen. He's a wealth of knowledge. Love having you on the show. When we return, actually, if you have more time, I have questions for you because we've had a lot of things come up with apartment complexes and condo complexes with different injuries with those. I want to understand the legal liability these complexes have, and it affects our ability to lend on some of them, too.
Sounds good.
All right. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Have you been injured in a car accident? Don't think you can afford an attorney? We don't get paid unless you get paid. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.